Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's the 95 BFM Small Top 10. Take it away, Amelia.
Well, I don't mind if I do. The room is filled with a tremendous amount of nervous energy as I am joined this evening by Nina. Hello, Nina.
Hello there.
How's it going? Suddenly seem so relaxed. A minute ago, you were like shaking.
I'm totally terrified right now.
You're doing really... So far, it's going really, really well, I think. So, you've come all the way from...
Maraho and the top of the South Island.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Good weather there?
Fantastic.
Oh, lovely. Good. Always nice to hear about good weather. And so what is your list about?
Well, I am the Royal Master Artist of the Kingdom of Clare, which is an island of mysterious splendor, exotic beasts, and curious tales, which some might say is a parallel universe I have made up. I say those people still need to find a portal. And tonight I am doing a top 10 of creatures in Clare.
So how do you become the master artist of a mysterious island?
You just begin.
You do? Okay. And I guess once you've started, you just need to follow your nose.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm certainly thinking I'm in the wrong field. Maybe I should become a master artist. All right, should we jump right into it?
Sure.
All right, I'm gonna play you a little sting.
10.
Ah, 10.
Well, number 10 is Frederick the Friendless.
That's quite sad.
That's why he's number 10.
Okay. What's the deal? What's Frederick's? What's his tale? What's he up to?
He's basically a sea monster that longs for friends. He dreams of riding on a seesaw with someone on the other end, having someone to share popcorn with at the movies, and laugh with him when he trips over in public.
Oh, I mean, we all kind of dream about those things. I mean, that's some relatable emotion.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, that's how I feel, and I do have friends. Did he manage to, like, does he have friends now? Is it, like, an old title?
Not exactly. He's tried lots of things to get friends, like making signs out of macaroni and glitter and putting it up at the dairy, some pottery classes. But his current thing is leaping out of the water at people on boats and making a roaring noise to attract them.
That is honestly something I've done in my life, and it did nothing but make my parents wet. It didn't make me any friends. Just kind of made everything deb. It was awful.
Well, the people keep screaming back and driving away on their boats, but he's convinced he's on the right track because he's seen dolphins do it.
Oh. So if I see a glitter macaroni sign, I should go, like...
Definitely.
Hit him up?
Most definitely.
Has he tried leaving any of the little signs in Countdown?
I will let him know. But I'm also hoping this little slot on the radio might get him some friends.
Fingers crossed. All right. This is going really well. All right. Here we go.
9.
Number 9 is Raymond, which you sort of need to see a picture of to really understand, which doesn't really work on the radio.
Wait, I can bring up a picture of Raymond. Why do we need to see a picture of Raymond? I mean, I guess I'll find out in a second when I look at a picture of Raymond.
I'll try and describe him, I guess.
Okay.
He's basically wearing a slightly too small shirt that says, I heart kittens, and he's looking really terrified because he's actually very scared of cats, but he's trying to impress a girl called Ramona, who he's really into.
Worryingly, Raymond looks exactly like I did in the year 2009. The two tight jeans, the little pointy shoes, the I Heart Kittens t-shirt that shows a little bit of midriff.
Yep.
Aw, he seems nice.
He is nice, and he's really into Ramona, but she's really into cats and lives in a house shaped like an enormous cat's head and has all these miniature cat statues.
Well, that is into cats.
So he's really trying, but he's not sure how long he can keep up the pretense.
Okay.
And I chose him because I feel an affinity with Raymond, because I am also terrified of
You're
cats.
You're terrified of cats?
Yes.
What do you think about pretending an allergy?
I have a real allergy.
Okay. Because my real life brother told his wife that he had a walnut allergy for years, and she would be like, there would be no walnuts anywhere. And one day my mum made a cake that had walnuts in it, and my brother was just eating it. And his wife was like, ah, John, ah, this walnuts, you're gonna die. And he was like, oh. And so, like, everyone else in my family was like, oh, No, he's not allergic. He just doesn't really like he prefers not. He thinks the texture's weird. And his wife was like distraught.
Getting out the EpiPen.
Yeah. So I'm just saying I would advise against that.
Yeah.
But they're doing all right so far?
Yeah, so far.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of a new thing for them.
All right, well, keep me posted. All right, let's do eight.
Eight.
Wait, I'm just going to move your microphone slightly. Hey, Maddie, do you want to say something into the blue mic?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah? What's happening in your life?
Yeah, I'm just excited to learn about Kla.
Did you go to Sri Penang for dinner?
Yeah, we did.
How was that?
It was amazing. And there's also a model of the ferry that goes to Sri Penang in the restaurant. It's pretty cool.
Shout out to Sri Penang. All right, we're back. Hi, welcome to the 95 VFM Small Top 10. We're up to number eight.
Number eight is the lantern moths, who are giant moths that live in a valley called the Radiant Ranges, where diamonds rain from the sky, which is obviously very dangerous.
That sounds pretty rough, honestly. Like, I lived somewhere with snow once, and I found that so distressing that I immediately moved home. I can't imagine anyone spending much time in the diamond.
I guess they just don't know anything else. But they're okay, because the lantern moths operate a weather forecasting station, which they fly out with lanterns when a diamond fall is coming to warn everyone to helmet up the cows and get inside.
So what is the cow help? Can you go into more detail about the clown?
Well,
everything requires like a little bit. I would love to know more about the clown, the cow helmet personally.
The thing is with the Radiant Rangers is that everything is made from diamonds because they have an abundance of diamonds. So I would say it's likely that the helmets are also made from diamonds.
Wow.
Hmm.
That sounds very beautiful.
Yeah, that's why it's the Radiant Rangers.
I have some friends who are involved in art jewellery, and I feel like I can see them getting to a point where they're making diamond cow helmets, if they ever get their hands on that many diamonds. Okay. Well, that's very... Number eight's very altruistic. You know, this weather forecasting... That means they do, you know... They're like... They do stuff for other people. Selfless.
Yeah, that's why I've chosen them.
So, do they ever, like, kick back and relax, do things for themselves, eat a chocolate Kit Kat, chocolate bar?
No, I think they just tirelessly work. But I have made a t-shirt to commemorate them with their image on it, so they have got something from it.
I mean, who could hope for more than that? All right, I'm gonna do another sting. I get excited about the stings quite a bit.
Seven.
That was good and sinister, because number seven is the Balloon Man.
I got a sneak preview of this, and I got up to the Balloon Man, and it made me feel, I kind of put a damper
on. Almost kicked me off the show?
Yeah, I was like, okay, let the listeners hear about the balloons.
Well, the Balloon Man operates a floating head exchange, where you can go and exchange your head if you need to for any reason. For example, if you're trying to infiltrate the Bearded Men with Slender Noses Club.
I mean, we've all been there.
We have.
Yeah.
Well, the Balloon Man has a kind of pop-up stall that he moves around with.
Pop-ups are really big right now, so that's...
Yeah.
That's
very fashionable.
Yeah.
You know, the kind that appears in a town for a while and then moves on very quickly. So the way that you show the Balloon Man that you would like to partake in a head exchange is by touching the palms of your hands to the ground. And then he takes care of the rest. He's been the subject of some dark accusations because people seem to keep tripping over strange objects outside his stall and unwittingly participating. And he's been asked to explain the presence of cobblestone-coloured casserole dishes and rakes made entirely of glass.
Okay, so, I mean, just putting it out there, it seems a little bit like... Seems a little bit like maybe he wants people to exchange their heads. No,
well,
accusations,
yeah.
Balloon Man. Don't sue me or make me mysteriously trip over. I just, you know.
Yeah, and then he charges them for it, and you can't get your own head back.
Well.
And then he's gone.
He's a bit like a predatory loan company.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit. Yeah.
A little bit.
Might have been the inspiration.
Ooh. I mean, you know, people. To the listener, I would recommend immediately finding an image of the Balloon Man, because That is why I just keep kind of like laughing off mic and in terror, because it's I think we need to move on. It's got, there's like a lot happening, and the glass rake made me feel really okay.
Six.
Six is much more pleasant. The native singing cats,
aww,
who are a species of cat native to Clare, who sing to make the plants and flowers bloom.
That's lovely, yeah, isn't it?
They're basically the only group of cats wailing in an alleyway that can draw crowds from distant lands.
Because the cat that, if my landlord is listening, most certainly doesn't live in my house. Some cat I've seen. Usually when it's singing, it's because it's having some kind of ruckus fight. And so it's nice that, you know, it's nice that it can not just sing, you know, songs of aggression and war, that these cats are kind of, it's a beautiful, it's a, you know, one with nature kind of thing.
Yeah, that's, yeah. And they sing different types of music for different types of plants. Like tragic opera for the roses.
That scans, definitely. Yes.
And love ballad to turn the lemon sour.
Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah.
Also disco for the cabbages.
Oh, okay.
Clearly.
Are they unaccompanied?
Well, they've got about 40 of them in their group.
So it's kind of like a barbershop.
Yeah,
like,
I guess
like,
so.
It's like a choral.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes they fight because they're cats. But they they fight to music.
Okay.
Yeah, and when they fight, new varieties of plants are born, like corn cobs made of pearls and huge forests of broccoli that tree huts can be built in.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I chose them because they're all about the balance of nature and how it's all connected.
That's really lovely.
February 2019.
Aww. All right, we're going to have a song and then we're going to hear the rest of this very intriguing top 10.
Number five.
Your number five tonight is Miss June with Polio, which there was no segue between the previous material. It's quite unrelated.
Doesn't work like that because it always falls through.
That was Miss June with Polio. You are tuned into 95BFM, and this jaunty... I love the music. This jaunty music means that we are right in the midst of the small top 10. I am joined by Nina, and we are talking about the citizens of Kla. How am I describing?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and for people following along at home, I feel like we should direct them to a place where they can see images of these wonderful people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Creatures.
Yeah. Am I right in saying it's kingdom hyphen?
Well, you can... I have two domains because very flash.
Wow.
Yes.
So it's kingdom of Kla. K-L-A-H.
That is the one.
.com?
That is the one.
You got the .com.
I know. I'm so flash. Well, you know, I can't have .co.nz because Kla is not in New Zealand. It is another place.
I mean, that makes
sense.
How long until we get .kla?
Ooh. Probably tomorrow when I get home.
Sick. All right. Yeah, you can go there and you can see, you can look at the balloon man. Although I wouldn't be cautious about that one. All right. So, should we get back into it?
Sure thing.
Five.
Number five is Paul, who is a Yeti who has been playing the piano for quite some time now, but he has no idea if he is any good.
Okay. I mean... I feel like that's a lot of people I know.
Well, yeah. I mean, on the one hand, he knows that people can be deluded about their talents.
I've also heard of that, but yes. It's personally not something I've ever experienced. So.
And on the other hand, he's heard that artists can suffer from low self-esteem, capital letters.
I honestly, though... That it's a real issue.
Just realized no one can see me nodding on the radio.
Paul, release that album that you recorded. Come on, like,
I thought it was great, and now I'm just gonna sit on it for a while and see what I think.
Come on,
yeah,
it's good.
He's wasted quite a lot of time on this.
Yeah,
quite a lot of anxiety. He's tossed and turned in his lair, quite a lot of time. But in the end, he decides it makes him happy. And he's going to continue until either someone invites him onto Kla Idol or throws a fish pie in his face.
What? Oh, fish? That seems quite cruel. That seems like it might have kind of pointed edges.
Well, he lives by the sea, so he'd probably just eat it, actually.
Solid. I mean, yeah. I'm interested in the piano playing. Stylistically.
Couldn't comment, as I'm not a musician.
Okay.
But, he has noticed that birds sometimes fly away when he starts playing, but he's thought maybe it's just his melodies reminding them of appointments that they're late for.
Okay.
But then he's also noticed that seals sometimes clap. But then he's like, well, seals clap for sandcastles, so...
But sandcastles are great, though. I mean,
but do they have artistic merit? Questionable.
I think after this, we're going to have to all get together and we're going to have to look at some sandcastles online. I got very...
Bucket sandcastles.
Oh, just bucket.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not the ones where you have to use like a big bulldozer and it's like
just bucket.
The Taj Mahal made of... Oh. Those can still be, I mean, quaint, rustic charm. Maybe Paul's music has a rustic charm. This is all I'm suggesting. All right. Should we continue?
Four.
Number four, the members of the Galaxy Creation Club, who are Pauline, Francine, and Gregor.
So it's... I like the juxtaposition between Paul and the Galaxy Creation Club. And it seems, yeah.
Kind of the opposite. And I've just realized there's Paul and now there's Pauline, which is...
Do they have any kind of relationship?
They're probably brother and sister, I'd say.
Okay.
That's how it works.
So there's a Yeti in the galaxy crew.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Sort of, yeah. Spirit Yeti.
Spirit Yeti.
Yeah.
This is a whole... my mind is kind of being opened up to whole new levels of, like, cryptozoological phenomena that I never even considered.
So...
Okay. I guess everything could have a kind of a spirit, a ghost.
Yeah.
If we have any psychics or witches listening, please let me know, 5395. Okay, so I need to know more about the Galaxy Creation Committee because it's intriguing.
Well, they meet on Wednesdays to create galaxies.
Mm.
At one point, they tried to stop and get regular jobs moving bits of paper around and stapling things to other things like people had told them to do.
Yep, we've all been there.
But then the world suddenly became smaller and some stars fizzled out and fell into the sea, and everyone complained that the world had become less sparkly and too known. So they reformed the club.
So does that mean they're maybe doing it right now, or is it more of a daytime thing?
It is Wednesday.
Yeah.
No, it's often a nighttime thing. Yeah, they have to use quite a lot of the time bursts of bright light,
okay,
followed by bursts of dark light.
Okay. There are posters around the university, where we are, University of Auckland. Thank you for letting us use a building as your university. There are a bunch of posters around that say, like, the brightest dark matter or something. And I'm wondering if this is related. Do they ever speak at physics conventions? They seem like they're possibly experts.
I couldn't comment. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, possibly.
Maybe I'll have to write them a letter. Who's the best one to get in touch with? Like, who's going to, like, send me a response to the quickest?
Pauline's probably a little too excitable.
Okay.
And Gregor's quite neurotic, so maybe Francine.
Yeah, I don't want to email a neurotic person. okay. We have a text that says, do sandcastles need a moat? Because if they didn't, wouldn't they be a sand building? Now, I think this is flawed because I don't think castles necessarily have
moats. I don't think
moats.
They all have moats.
Yeah.
In Clare, they don't all have moats.
Okay.
Mm.
And we need to respect people's cultural definitions of castle, if nothing else. I feel like that's respectability 101. Come on, listeners. All right.
Three.
You can open a bottle on mic. It doesn't look.
I'm gonna time to try and drink gin. Number
you can,
three.
You can barely even hear that.
This is Edgar, who plays the accordion of Unexpected Fortunes.
Mm.
He's basically a clumsy lizard with big toes. And one day he trips over this accordion in a mysterious park. One where the trees don't move in time with the wind, nor the light with the sun.
Is that like a municipal park? Is that like a civic, like
yes.
Is it on purpose that they've made a mysterious park? Because I feel like, I think that sometimes about Albert Park.
About where?
So the park next to here is Albert Park.
Sorry, I forgot that you're the first non-Auckland person
that I've had on, and I'm just like, oh.
Rural Myers person on the big
park.
City.
You know when you're going down Great North Road, not that Great North Road, the other Great North Road.
No idea.
I'm so sorry. But Albert Park, which is the park next to here, I'm sometimes like, why was this designed to be so dark and mysterious? It's like filled with weird passageways that go through like trees and down and then up hills and stuff. Is it meant to be mysterious, or did something happen?
It just happens a lot in Clare, really.
Okay.
Can't really be helped.
Yeah.
So basically,
mystery just occurs. Okay.
Well, he finds this accordion, and he starts to play it, and then he finds he can play these wondrous tunes, which is quite impressive because he's previously had no musical ability whatsoever.
Yeah.
And then when he plays them, things happen that you'd think would be bad, but they turn out to be good.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Like, one lady grows a really large nose, and he feels really bad, but then she becomes a famous moustache model, and all is well.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
I feel like moustache models, I think they need to make a comeback.
Yeah.
I think it's time. I think it's time that the rest of the world caught up with Clare in terms of moustache modelling conventions. Has he ever collabed with Paul?
Ooh, they could have a little band.
I would love to hear their little band.
And he would probably lift Paul's spirits up because he's such a positive guy, Edgar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might put them in touch after the show.
Okay. This is, although And I just had a picture of Edgar tripping over and crushing one of the sandcastles and the seals being very disappointed about it. It's all coming together. All right. Oh, my God. Oh, we're almost at number one. I'm very excited. Okay.
Two.
Number two is the Bony Birds of Revelry.
Sound fun?
Yeah, they are. They're kind of like these magpie-like birds that wear bones around their necks and party hats, and they're very good at life.
They're very good at life. That's a broad and bold claim.
Yeah, like not in the sense of having a 5-year plan or anything like that.
They've planned everything out. They've got their retirement sussed. You know,
no, not at all like that.
Okay.
More like they're out there at all the gigs and at the front of all the conga lines and watching the sunrise left, right, and centre.
I mean, that sounds really nice.
Yeah, and they live in these sequined nests in the trees that are often mistaken for giant disco balls.
Do the... Now, this is something I need to know because it's going to tell me a lot about these birds. Do they purchase sequin fabric, or do they individually sequin the nest?
They search it out.
Okay.
Recycled.
So it's so they're not doing individual sequining.
They might find individual sequins and then individually sequin the nests.
All right, interesting. Mm. We just got a text that says someone's a psychic witch. I need more info. Oh, someone wants to know, where is Kla? Your first spelling was correct, K-L-A-H. Where is Kla?
It sort of moves around. It's generally halfway between my reality and the reality in my head.
Okay.
And I move around a lot, so.
I mean, you're here now.
Yes.
Is it close?
It's very close.
All right, I might go there. I might go there after this.
Yeah,
all right,
show you a portal.
I'll take some photos and post them on the 95BFM website. I would like the person who texted in that they're a psychic witch, please give me something else. Like, do some witching, please. Okay, sorry, the Bony Birds of Revelry. They've got the sequined nests.
The bones. The bones are very important.
Okay, I need to know about the bones.
They symbolize the indestructible spirit, but also the transitory and the duty to celebrate the present.
Aww.
It's about living in the now.
That's very sweet. Oh, I like the bones.
Yeah.
We're just before we get to number one, would you like to plug some stuff?
I suppose.
So, say the website again.
It is kingdomofkla.com, and Kla is K-L-A-H.
Very proud that you got the .com. I'm just pleased about that. And you can so you are the master artist?
I'm the royal master artist.
Sorry, I'm forgetting your title. Royal master artist.
Yes.
Here. And people can purchase your works?
Yep, they certainly can. I screen print and do illustrations and make shirts.
Wonderful. You can take a little piece of Kla home with you.
Become a citizen.
I like that a lot. All right, is it time? Are we ready?
Yes.
All right.
Juan.
Mystic Charles.
Yes. Now, I'm no royal master artist, but I am a personal fan of Mystic Charles.
So am I.
And
that's
I had
way,
a feeling that he was going to be number one. I mean, even just the name, he sounds like he's both a lot of fun and has a kind of a deep spiritual understanding that many may not ever attain. Mm.
I actually chose him because he can teleport, which is my ultimate dream.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Yeah. He teleports with his woolen hat, which his mother knitted him.
Aww.
But he also carries a shiny crystal ball staff that everyone thinks is how he actually teleports, but that's more of a burglar decoy. people are always trying to steal it.
So a burglar decoy? Oh, so that people don't steal the hat?
Yeah. Because they're distracted by the shiny staff.
As soon as you said hat, I was started to imagine him as being... Ooh. Okay. So, we got another text from the witch. The witch says that they are making potions and subtly influencing fools. And I believe that's a little bit of a jab. Possibly. A little bit of a... Ooh. Am I a fool here? Everyone in the room is looking at me like I'm totally crazy. So, no, I think I get you. Psychic witch. All right, Mystic. Oh, something's happening. So, I'm just imagining him looking like Mike Nesmith from The Monkees. You know the monkey that has the woolen hat?
No.
Okay, wait.
I grew up without a television. Is it a television thing?
It's a television show from the 60s. So you could be forgiven for not knowing it. Although they did show reruns of it in the 90s, which was great.
Have a TV then. Hence Claire.
I'm finding a picture.
Ooh, he does.
He looks a bit like Mystic Charles, eh?
I can see the resemblance.
Yeah, he was.
Maybe that guy is Mystic Charles's fashion icon.
I'm into that. Mm. He was always my favourite monkey. My mum liked Mickey. Baffling to me. Anyway, I need to know more about Mystic Charles, please.
Oh, yes. So his crystal staff, as well as being a burglar decoy, actually doubles as his secret tap dancing prop, which is what he really wants to do, but he's too awkward to tell anyone.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. Tap dancing, I feel like it's... A lot of people feel like it's maybe had its moment. And I can see how it could be embarrassing if it's your passion.
Yeah. Yeah, he just hasn't got the courage yet.
Has he been to lessons or...?
No, he's really too awkward. He does it in the privacy of his bedroom.
Self-taught. That's impressive.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
It is. It's very impressive.
Yeah.
Aw, I like Mystic Charles. I feel like... Oh. I'm totally... The text machine is... anyway. So now you've chosen a song.
I have.
To represent your list in some way. Tell us about the track.
I have chosen Grace Jones' Kicked Around because it is Mystic Charles' favourite song to tap dance to.
That is excellent. Here is Grace Jones with Kicked Around, and you can imagine Mystic Charles doing a little knickerbocker twist to this.
Oh my-
A satisfying and justified ranking of that thing. The 95 BFM Small Top 10.